Welcome back to season 2, episode 12 of the Grand Cast. The season finale, 2 days after the summer solstice. My guest this evening, Mr. Sean McGinnity. Thanks again for being here, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start out the second half with a quick update on the intern situation. The search is still suspended until the next season of The Grand Cast. So no news, still internless.
That sucks.
Yeah, you're telling me. Still hope.
Interns, man.
Yeah, people get busy with summer. They like to go outside and float a boat, things like that.
Yeah, a lot of those interns have boats, I hear.
Yeah, is Grand Rapids. I don't know what that... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, I love summer. I always want to be outside during the summer. It's really hard to stay inside. But, if you're an intern or want to be an intern, you should just say fuck summer.
Yeah.
Fuck boats. I want to be inside. I want to be doing work. I want to be adding stuff to my resume for no money.
Build a portfolio.
Yeah.
They're not hungry enough around here.
They aren't
thirsty enough.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're thirsty enough. I've met some weird young people that I'm their hormones are raging.
Oh.
But, I'm afraid of young people.
Afraid.
Teenagers, yeah. College students.
Reckless. And not hungry enough.
Yep, not hungry enough. I will say, just trying this Arrogant Bastard ale. They're like, you will not like it. And I'm like, you want to know why I'm not going to like it? Because it tastes like pennies and pea soup.
Yeah. Pennies and pea soup, huh?
Okay, there's an underlying Campbell's-y flavor in here. Tell me if you don't notice it. Did you just have vegetable soup? Maybe there's barley.
That's nice. I like it.
I'm just mean. I guess I'm just a one-dimensional character that usually only drinks two-hearted.
Oh.
And so...
It's not very two-hearted-y.
Yeah. Actually, did you bring the Arrogant Bastard to my house and leave it?
No.
Oh, okay. Then now I'm totally free and cool to insult it all I want. It tastes like Campbell's soup.
It is my favorite beer of all time, though.
Which beer?
This one.
This?
Arrogant Bastard? No. What's wrong? I like Campbell's. Well... The tomato soup? Is that what you're thinking? Or the vegetable?
Vegetable, yeah.
Like minestrone or just straight up vegetable soup?
I don't think I've ever had Campbell's minestrone. But
I don't even know if they have one. Yeah. I just know that's a kind of soup.
I used to work at a place called Schlotsky's Deli. And we would have...
I love Schlotsky's.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still one in Kalamazoo.
Dude, let's go. Okay.
It's
off
not
topic.
As good anymore.
Look at the scar on my thumb. Meat slicer, Schlotsky's Deli. I was an employee.
Oh.
Gross.
That went in a sandwich?
My thumb went in a sandwich.
Ham and cheese on sourdough. That was my jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to make little pizzas there when I still, I would make a chicken jalapeno barbecue sauce pizza.
Yeah. Their sourdough bread was so good. It's so, had the big, air pockets.
Mm-hmm. My old roommate, well, before we lived together, he was he would come in and bake the sourdough and stuff like that, probably using prepackaged stuff, but it was still good.
Yeah.
It was still good. They had good bread.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it would be winter and we'd just go outside and hammer ice because we were fast food workers and it was before it was open. Good times. That's heaven number two. If I died and went to heaven, other heaven, it'd be outside hammering ice with my friend at Schlotsky's Deli before the workday starts forever.
Huh. What'd you use for the hammer?
A hammer.
Oh.
Sorry, back to internships, or where were we? I'm got us all off course here.
I just can't stop thinking about Schlotzky's now. You know what else I miss? Donato's Pizza.
I've never been there. I'm not familiar.
It existed in Cascade for a couple years. Something about the sauce. It was so good. You ever go to the Maze Craze?
Yeah.
Their pizza was so good. Something about the sauce. I don't know. I only remember having it once, but it made such an impression on me. If I could go back in time, I would go to the Maze Craze circa 2001 and just get pizza. I don't even know if it was 2001. It might have been like 99.
It was still open. I didn't realize it was still open. I mean, I guess I was in middle school when I went.
It went out of business and they turned it into like a rave place?
Rave Craze? Rave Maze like, Craze?
I don't remember the name. Something crazy. And then it got shut down because it's too loud.
Yeah.
The pizza, though. And they had one of those X-Men like four-player arcade machines.
Oh, shit. X-Men, or like the... Yeah, they used to have one in Studio 28. I grew up in Wyoming. Me and my friends beat that. It was amazing. Like, we pumped all of our quarters into it. And that's probably why my parents lost their college fund. So, wait. If you were going to open a restaurant today, would you, like... And you got the chef from Maze Craze, would you be like, the chef from Maze Craze is making pizza! Because I think that would go over well in some weird way. I think that'd be amazing.
They probably just had Donato's delivered. I don't even know. They were pretty similar. It was like kind of a... I don't know what it was. It's hard to describe. They have frozen Donato's pizzas now. So I was like, oh shit. It's going to be like how I remember when I was a kid.
Oh, that sucks.
It's super salty and terrible. And it's completely covered in pepperoni. And every single little piece is just like a heart attack.
Can we talk pizza? What is your favorite pizza around town now?
Favorite pizza in Grand Rapids. Right now, Harmony East Town.
I like their stuff, yeah.
The Aloha Goat.
Aloha Goat? What's on that? I'm assuming it's like a Hawaiian with goat?
Sausage, something? Goat cheese, fresh basil, pineapple.
I do love goat cheese. It sounds really good. I mean, I would like, yeah. Like
baked goat cheese. Yeah. It's even softer and creamier. Used to be Nantucket Bakery.
Yeah.
Then they changed the ovens.
Did they?
They used to have like gas ovens. Mm-hmm. And it was more consistent. Now they have wood fired, but it's always like inconsistently burnt. And it's just not the same.
I've heard that it's from people that like worked like wood fire stoves and stuff with pizza, that it's like there's a whole art to it, and it's kind of to get good at it, it takes a lot of work.
Maybe I should try Nantucket again now that they've had some time to practice.
I live pretty close. I go every once in a while. I would say that I like it. I'd say that that's if I'm trying to pretend that I'm like a little higher brow, then I go there. But usually I go for Fratelli's. Over on Leonard or Michigan on Bridge. No, it's Leonard. No.
It's Leonard.
Is it?
Wait, the one by Anchor?
Anchor. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's on Bridge.
That's Bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that. And I also order jalapeno poppers with it. And that's pretty good. But basically they're like a pizza with jalapeno popper delivery system.
Oh.
It's nice.
And you put them on the pizza?
No, I eat them separately, but I throw in some sriracha and get that on there. Get the heat. Oh, I missed your fire challenge.
There's another one coming up soon. Ish.
I'm down.
You're in?
I would love to be part of a hot, spicy sauce.
All right.
Food challenge.
Tom M wants to find a hotter sauce than what we had last time, which is crazy. But he's the driving force behind the hot sauce challenge. He likes hurting other people, I think. The motivating factor there. And then Bobby and Fresca from FFI.
Those two are hilarious.
Hilarious. Then you, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I can take the heat.
Yeah?
I won't get out of the kitchen unless I need to. If I can't stand the heat. But I am going to bring like a ton of ice cream.
I have
a
decent stash of ice creams. There's some Chubby Hubby in there.
I don't even know what that is. What
Ben
is
and
it?
Jerry's. Oh. It is fudge and peanut butter swirls in a malted vanilla ice cream with fudge-covered pretzel chunks.
They're not fucking around.
No.
Holy crap.
It's serious. Because I don't have air conditioning and it's been really hot, so yeah. I...
Slather it all over your body, yeah.
Yeah. Just put it directly into my anus.
I hear that works. I've heard hospitals do that stuff. Like if they're trying to, you know, like fix someone's bacteria, you take like the bacteria from someone's ice cream and put it in another person's ice cream or anus. Right?
Yeah. I got Ben and Jerry's probiotics circulating.
Both their probiotics. Both of them.
Yeah.
We totally derailed this.
getting to the first mini segment here. It's called Improv Scene Suggestions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I have here a list of, I believe they're called gits. I'm still working on my vocabulary.
Oh, no, we'll have to ask Ryan Lathrop. He's the one that has all the vocab.
Ryan L., please contact me with confirmation on the terminology for this segment.
Also a great episode.
Ryan's?
Yeah.
Yes. Got cut a little short because I think that was Cameron's going away party evening.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
At the Reservoir Lounge.
Yep.
Which is very nice. Had a very delicious jambalaya with cornbread. Very nice cornbread. A little honey on it. Spicy jambalaya.
Nice.
Very good food at Reservoir.
I did not know that. It's cool.
Yeah. If you like Creole, Cajun style. Mm. gits. I think, or suggestions. I don't know. I'm going to say a thing and then you tell me the thing about the thing and then we'll go through them.
By the way, everyone, I'm bad at improv.
He's also a liar because he's really good at improv.
Oh.
Sean, if you could please give me a location.
A location? Well, if you want to get specific, I would say in line at a bank. Fifth Third Bank on Michigan Street.
That's a good one. A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
In an even smaller line. At an ATM. In the entrance of a Chase Bank on Ottawa Street.
What does ATM stand for?
Oh, there's so many. Everyone knows it stands for ass to mouth, but in general, it stands for automatic teller machine. And then there's all these things out there that say ATM machine, and it's like redundant. So because it's like automatic teller machine, dumb.
Or ass to mouth machine.
Or ass to mouth machine. Or ass to machine machine.
Huh. It is 2017, so robots are taking over.
Yeah.
Jicker jabs.
I didn't mention South Park at all. I was raised on South Park, too.
Your towel. Don't forget your towel. That's my towelie.
I love that they had, if you love or hate towelie products, both sides of the aisle.
Want to get high? A noun, please.
A noun is a person, a place, or thing. I am a person. My name is Sean McGinnity.
You used yourself for a suggestion?
Yes.
Interesting. This is also a psychological profile.
Thank God.
A verb.
rollerblading.
A color?
Yellow, like my rollerblades.
An occupation?
I could go with professional skater, but instead, I'll go with amateur skater that's trying to make it big.
Always root for the underdog.
Yes, I do.
A letter of the alphabet.
A. Oh, first one on my mind.
A relationship between two people.
Siblings.
I realize now that I'm assuming which alphabet you prefer. Not very progressive of me.
I was also wondering if this was going to be one of those tests where you'd ask me a bunch of questions and then figure out that I was guessing that, like, the first tool that I would think of was the color that was also red would be like red hammer. Like, have you ever seen those online things?
Oh, yeah. They kind of seed it and then come back and trigger it.
Mentalism. Magic castle.
A word, any word.
Nintendo 64.
The last thing you paid money for.
Ice cream.
You scream.
We all scream.
For?
Ice cream.
Yay!
Actually, if I want to sound really cool, I know some people that they just had a GoFundMe because one of them got cancer and I donated to it. And you can donate it to it too. Go find them on GoFundMe.com.
Don't go to that website.
Oh my God, is that real? Oh man.
GoFundMe.com. Sean's friends.
/Sean's friends. I think it's Kyle and... Yeah, yep. Just nice people. Nice people. Look me up on Facebook. Find me, guys. Donate to their cause. They need help. They're good people. Can I just go off on a tangent here about the internet? So back when I was younger, when my friends and I were like looking for dirty things on the internet, when we were like maybe in middle school, we had AOL and we didn't know what a search engine was. So we just typed in assorted sexy names as website names. So we could have typed in gofme.com and tried to see if something came up because we did not have regular Google searches then.
Yeah. There was no search engines. There were gopher services.
Yeah. That I didn't know about. I was in middle school. No one told me. I read The Hatchet. All I read, The Hatchet's not going to tell me. Like, it's going to tell me how to survive in the woods, not how to find porn on the internet when I'm in sixth grade.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah. Thank you for that. That was just my aside.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
The first line of dialogue.
Every time I've been alone.
I'd like to hear more.
I should expand?
No, I was just saying that was a good first line because it left me thirsty for more. A page number.
Ah, crap. I've been hanging around with... I've been a teenager for too long.
69.
Of course. Of course. I just recently discovered that Cameron Burwald and I have 69 mutual friends on Facebook. we were like, nice. And we gave each other high fives from like however far away Chicago is. We gave each other...
196.5 miles.
Sounds about right. I believe you.
From border to border, if you're going by metro area, but not a lot of people do.
Oh.
A place you might go on a first date.
I would say, since I'm a cool guy to date in this fictitious scenario, a Foghat concert.
A what?
Foghat concert.
Oh, that's not what I heard. You said fuckhead.
A That could be a, that isn't even a cooler band.
What is Fog Hat?
Some band from probably the 70s or 80s that had a song in one of those compilation CD commercials from when I was a child.
Now?
Yeah, probably like now. That's what I call terrible music from the 80s, Fog Hat edition, featuring Fog Hat's song.
Is it an actual article of clothing, or...
I don't know. Maybe they were like, I wonder if they were like from Europe and they had like London fog coats and they were like, well, what if there was like a fog hat that you could wear when it's foggy outside with your London fog coat? What a bunch of ass hats.
An ass hat?
Yep.
Is that an article of clothing also?
Possibly. That's the band I'm going to start.
Ass hat?
Based on London, the brand London Ass Hat. London Ass... Ah, shit, I fucked that up.
London Ass Dash Hat? Or London Dash Ass Space Hat?
.gov, yeah. Yeah.
.gov. A place you might go on vacation.
Burger King. Because it's a vacation from your work day. Lunchtime!
A problem.
Your car has gone missing and you and Ashton Kutcher have to find it. Or maybe Sean William Scott has to help you, and whoever you are that's dealing with it is actually Ashton Kutcher.
Dude, that sounds like a pretty sweet problem.
It is, dude. Sweet.
An animal.
Cat. S.
Hail Zoltan.
Zoltan? Okay, there we go.
No, yeah.
Oh. Aim for the Z to stop Lord Zed and his putties.
We're doing hand gestures for anybody listening.
When I was in high school, a friend taught me how to do blood, but then he also showed me how to do boob. I'm doing a hand gesture that says that went from blood to boob.
Yeah, he's got his fingers curled up like a... I would probably say something offensive. So moving on.
Yeah, I'm sorry I said boob. That's immature, but these are facts that really happened.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Like a buffoon, or someone silly, like a jester, a boob, right?
Yeah. Isn't that... I guess I can make like bub, if you're Wolverine and you call people bub. Nope. I'm screwing that up. It's close. Bub.
Bubba.
That's too much.
An animal.
Besides a cat?
Did we already do that one?
I mean, I said cat, but I mean, like, now that we're really getting into it, we can talk about, like, a cuttlefish, or, like, we can get into the weird ones. There's a lot of weird animals out there. That beetle that's got, like, the horns on its head that, like, throws other beetles off of trees until it finds the one that it wants to mate with, and then it mates with it, and then it throws it off the tree, too.
Oh!
Yeah. It's a weird... some weird shit, if you guys have ever seen Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Some sort of David Attenborough.
There's TV a second show. One, Planet Earth 2.
Some first One Earth.
Series filmed it, or first like nature documentary filmed in 4K.
Oh.
Out soon on Blu-ray.
That's cool. I often fall asleep to Planet Earth.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Have you seen like all their other ones? It's like Frozen Planet, Madagascar.
I've seen a bunch of the episodes, but I don't...
Human Planet.
No, I've never seen that other stuff. That sounds nice.
Yeah. Check it out. They're on Netflix now.
Cool. That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
I will report back.
Yeah. Africa is one. Separate from Madagascar. Madagascar has its own little whole separate thing. Because it's an island, so it has a different ecology with lemurs and...
Cool.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
My first thing that I wanted to say was a gun, but I would not carry a gun because, like, I'm a weapon on my own.
So not a gun is your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
My fist, because it's just as dangerous, punks.
You heard it here first. Three objects that might be in a room.
A gun, my fist, and then a fist silencer, a boxing glove.
The last thing you ate.
Oh, it was, okay, it was literally ice cream.
Moose Tracks?
No, it was an ice cream bar.
Hmm.
It was like a sandwich. Got like a triple pack of things that had like the sandwiches, but it also had like the little ones that are like paddles that look like with like the fudge on them. Mm. And then the ones that, like the ice cream cone with like the chocolate and the nuts on it.
Drumstick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a one-dimensional character.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Social class. Religion.
Something you are scared of.
Social class. Religion.
The title of a movie that hasn't been made.
Social class. Religion. By Sean McGinnity.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure Michael Moore did one called Social Class Religion, but by Sean McGinnity.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. I could do one called, like, Social Class Religion, a Michael Moore movie by Sean McGinnity.
Mm.
Like, people don't know that. You can just add your name on top of the other name, and then next thing you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a better version, usually. Yeah. It's meta for Ryan Lathrop. He loves it.
Big fan. Big fan.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Monster Energy Drink. And... You know,
how much is Coca-Cola paying you?
Not enough. I think also the stuff that makes me laugh is when someone gets like really genuine, just like genuine about like stuff like social class and religion.
Mm.
I try to sometimes make that part of stuff that I do, but like it's tough. It's tough.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
come up with an amazing improv suggestion like I did right now. Like, an improv thing. Like, right. Thank you, Chris.
And that was improv scene suggestions. Thank you.
I'm too literal. I'm like, this is like an episode of Rugrats where you drop something at them. They're just like, they'll take anything literally, even if it's a metaphor.
Yeah. Maybe I am an episode of Rugrats because I take most things literally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at subtext.
If I walked up to a rugrat and was just like, hey, rugrats, let's pretend. Say we're really tough guys. They'd be like, we're really tough guys. That's what they would say instead of pretending that we're really tough guys. That's a classic scenario for rugrats in my head, even though it's been about 20 years since I've seen an episode of Rugrats.
This next segment is called... Please read me ..
Yes.
Song lyrics.
Yes.
So if you wouldn't mind, please reading me those song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
Like, do you mean like with the spoken word, like rhythm and voice?
Sure.
Because no offense whatever. To my spoken word friends out there. There is like, we're all familiar with the spoken word rhythm and voice. And many of us are trying to escape that cliche. Not that I've ever done it before, but there's like, this is JT until the end of time. But if had you done it spoken word style, you'd be like, JT until the end of time. And I won't do it for the entire thing because it's like a page and a half. So, woke up this morning, heard the TV saying something about disaster in the world, and it made me wonder where I'm going. There's so much darkness in the world, but I see beauty left in you, girl.
You, girl.
And what you give me lets me know that I'll be all right. Because if your love was all I had in this life, well, that would be enough until the end of time. So rest your weary heart and relax your mind, because I'm going to love you, girl, until the end of time. You've got me singing, oh, whoa, yeah, oh, whoa, yeah. Everybody sing, oh, whoa, yeah. Everybody sing, oh, whoa, yeah. Now, if you're ever wondering about the way I'm feeling, well, baby girl, there ain't no question. Just to be around you is a blessing.
Every day is a gift. That's why we call it the present when I'm with you, girl.
I made that up. Sick and tired of trying to save the world. I just want to spend my time with you, girl. Is this man some sort of superhero? And what you're giving me lets me know that we'll be all right. Because if your love was all I had in this life, well, that would be enough until the end of time. So rest your weary heart and relax your mind, because I'm going to love you, girl, until the end of time. You've got me singing, oh, oh, yeah. Everybody sing, oh, oh, yeah. Everybody singing, oh, oh, yeah. This one's for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if your love was all I had in this life, that would be enough until the end.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Hicks.
Hicks?
Hicks.
Bill Hicks. Okay. The world is like a ride in an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round, and it has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they've begun to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they've come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid ever, because this is just a ride, and we kill those people. Oh, shit. This is me going off on the side. Oh, shit, this is getting deep. Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This just has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no jobs, no saving, no money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put a bigger lock on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. One. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year, and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which would many times over, not one human being excluded. And we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. And that was Bill Hicks. And he's absolutely right. I actually, I'm not very familiar with Bill Hicks, but I was a bit of a sociology student back in my day. And society is just made up shit, man. Money, it is all just made up. It's socially constructed. That is one of my biggest problems. Social class, religion. Thank you for presenting with that. I feel like you kind of know me, or you were just pulling it out of your ass and you're hilarious. But I feel like you kind of know me.
Kind of. This next segment is called Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1. And less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess what it is. And I'm projecting it towards you.
Can I do something right now? Because I've actually thought about this question and I forgot about it, that I was going to do some research. Because I think that your number isn't random.
It's the same every time.
I know. But no one's guessed it. But I feel like it could be something that's like important to you, but I don't know when.
Could be written down on the pad of paper in front of you and you don't even know it.
Oh my god.
So you're not observing your surroundings?
I'm not observing my surroundings.
It's not, but it could be.
Oh, okay. Because for the longest time I was wondering, like, when is Chris's birthday?
Oh.
Like, because if what if it was
closed?
Because like, what if it was like the like month, year, and date or something like that? Okay,
I'll give you that.
And then there's like your common guesses, like your sevens and your 69s and your 420s and your 666s. Yeah, and your 777s.
I would never do 666. That's offensive to me that you would even suggest that.
Well, sorry if I've offended you because of my
talk about... You just lost your guess.
Ah, it was 12.
12?
Yep.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Shit. Anyone from this show, from here on out, start with number one and we'll work our way up. He's got to do at least a million episodes.
That's already happened. Oh, people have done one.
All right. Crap.
I think maybe two people have done one.
It's not like that...
I can't disclose any more information. I already spoiled.
Right. It's not like The Price is Right where we can guess and then the lowest one is the closest.
Oh. If I told you if it was higher or lower.
Yeah, I don't wanna
that would be interesting, I guess. I'll consider it for next season.
Alright.
This segment is called Improvise an Ad for ... Planned Parenthood. So if you could please improvise a short audio ad for the world famous improvisational comedy troupe local to Grand Rapids, Planned Parenthood, facebook.com/ probably Planned Parenthood. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I tend to forget too, but... I'll mess that part up, but I'll get the rest. I'll nail it. Hey, are you in West Michigan? Do you like laughter? Do you like situations where you might not be laughing and sitting there and watching a story unfold in between laughing? Come to a fucking Planned Parenthood show, bruh. Bruh. Come on. Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood.
Thank you. This next segment is called Affirmation. Sean, your dry sense of humor and sharp wit is clever and hilarious. I enjoy every performance that you are in. Thank you for your involvement in Planned Parenthood and the Grand Rapids comedy scene.
Thank you so much, Chris.
This next segment is a special segment just for the season finale.
Woo!
And it is called, as a special segment for the season finale, ... Please ask me one question. Generally, questions are never allowed, but...
Oh my god.
Just for the finale, because of the solstice, and the alignment of the planets and the stars and whatnot.
I can ask you one question.
One question.
What is that fucking number?
And that was, please ask me one question. The next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Oh, man. You know those games where there were like giant jars with jelly beans and you had to guess the jelly beans, the number of jelly beans in that jar? That's what you are to me now, Chris.
Yeah?
You are just a bunch of jelly beans.
Huh.
And I am trying to guess how many jelly beans are in that jar. Nostalgia.
Next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I would say it's officially summer now. I've just been officially looking forward to the summer. It has been amazing that the weather has changed and we have an abusive relationship with weather in Michigan. We're all like, I can't believe the sun is out. I've never been treated this nice in my life. I can't believe this. And it's bizarre because it's usually gray and cold.
Yeah, it's 9:30 and it's still light out. It's fantastic.
Solstice.
This next segment is called Plug Your Social Media and Upcoming Events. So if you have anything that you want to push onto the people.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter if you like jokes from 2014. And I probably used about three of them in this entire podcast. So that's Sean McGinnity. That's at Sean McGinnity on Twitter. Other than that, you can also follow me on Facebook. You have to friend me. I don't know you. So back off. Don't. Just follow Planned Parenthood instead. They're nice guys, and sometimes, you know, we'll do stuff. You know what you really should be doing? Should be promoting the Grandcast, because this is badass.
Thank you. The final segment of the final episode of the second season of the Grandcast. Just the tip. If you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Don't be afraid to be yourself. I mean, like, there's going to be a lot of you out there that are going to be yourself, and then you're going to say some, like, really fucked up offensive shit, and then you'll learn, and you'll come back from it. And then, you know. But don't be afraid to be yourself. And don't be afraid to put yourself out there, because I live that a lot, and everyone does that makes art, and it's really tough. And there's always something that's, like, holding you back because you think you have to make things perfect, or you think that something's not good enough. But the thing is that if you just get it out there and keep doing the work, you get better and better and better. And that's the best advice I've ever given in my life. So take that to the bank. Maybe wait in line at the Fifth Third Bank on Michigan Street.
For the ATM machine?
Or the ATM at Chase. I should endorse smaller banks. Like Michigan Credit Union. Yeah.
.org.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here tonight, Sean. Thank you for finally saying yes and to the invitations to be on the podcast. I've reached completion with my Planned Parenthood interview collection. It's very satisfying for me. And you made that all possible.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Chris.
And thank you, Josh, for also making all of this possible. Thank you to all the loyal listeners out there. You know who you are. Too numerous to name.
This Chris is an amazing host.
Thank you. We'll be back again next week with an all-new season premiere of the Grandcast. New segments. New questions. Including questions from the listening audience. That is something new coming in season 3. So if you have any questions that you would like to ask local Grand Rapids comedians, you can email those to grandcastgr@gmail.com or hand me a piece of paper with the question written on it. Or yell it at me and I might remember.
He might. He's got a good memory.
Depending on how many intoxicants are in my body, my memory is
how many ABAs? Generally all right.
Yes. So send me your questions. Thanks again. Enjoy your second half of the summer. This has gotten really lingery and awkward at this point.
Oh. At some point, you just got to cut it off. But I mean, don't. You should hit the thingy first, though. That's like a good.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
You can have the last word. Word.
Undercovers, watch me suffer while you buffer, while you stutter. I'm discovering your mother, get some blubber. Lob it in the crock pot, I'm in a top notch hot spot. Chopping every dude that I see with a top notch. I'm unhinged. My gossip is the juiciest. I'm unstable, about to blow up in the spot like Vesuvius. With dubious intentions and deadline extensions, spaced out, pay attention when my name gets mentioned.
Like it when you come. time has come. Don't hang up, you know.
Excuse me. Right when I started recording.
No, you was supposed to be clearing. Damn it. Nope.